Good morning again. So my prayer this morning is, whether the words come out of my mouth correctly or incorrectly, hearers of these words will be moved and will go towards God. So let's see how this goes. I had everything planned out, and then I read Richard Rohr's daily devotional, and I was like, oh. So I want to start this morning by reading Richard Rohr's opening, because I thought it was really great to frame Advent. Advent, meaning coming, to the church fathers was the right naming of the season when light and life are fading. They urged the faithful to set aside 4 weeks to fast, give, and pray, all ways to strip down to let the bared soul recall what it knows beneath its fear of the dark, to know what Jesus called the one thing necessary, that there is one who is the source of all life, one who comes to be with us and in us, even especially in darkness and death, one who brings a new beginning. And those are the words of Gail Boss. I just felt as though it framed our time so well, because this is the darkest time of year. So both what's happening outside, but a lot of times what's happening inside because of that outside stuff. So during Advent, we will be asking, are we there yet? Who has a kid or an adult has heard this coming from their car or airplane or bus or train? Yeah, we all have. I know, as I told the children, I've even asked this question. Even Elmo has a song called Are We There Yet? We will be feeling this by the end of Advent, not because the shopping and planning of events is complete, but because we are on a journey through Advent as we await Jesus' birth and all the hope that comes with this birth. Jesus has many names, including Prince of Peace. Some thought when the Messiah came, he would bring peace through harsh laws and by overtaking land and people to benefit a few. But he was and is not going to bring peace through violence, but through love. Love and acceptance. Jesus is about changing hearts one at a time to love. It seems as human beings we have a lot of struggle and conflict within us. We strive for money and success and maybe even fame or popularity or power. We long for control and certainty and making sure things happen the way we want. And this is one reason each Advent we begin with peace. Peace begins with me and you as individuals because we believe we can get through anything with Jesus by our side. This tiny baby of hope that peace will come within ourselves. Brené Brown says, vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, authenticity, and peace. If we want greater clarity in our purpose or deeper and more meaningful spiritual lives, vulnerability is the path. End quote. Finding peace within ourselves takes being vulnerable, especially in our conversations or prayers with Jesus. I read an article on why we need Mr. Rogers now. Mr. Rogers said, peace means far more than the opposite of war. The author explains, we need Mr. Rogers now because we need to be reminded of our worth. Mr. Rogers said many, many times in many different ways things like, in a way, you've already won in this world because you're the only one who can be you. and I like you just the way you are, and there's only one person in the world like you, and you've made this day special for me by just being you. The author of the article, Shay Tuttle, from the Greater Good magazine, said, Mr. Rogers heard in seminary from one of his professors something that changed, I don't know about change, but continued his thought process on how it's important to teach everyone about their worth. This is what the professor said. When we believe we are good and lovable, we look to our neighbor as good and lovable, and we treat them as if they are. That sounds a lot like what the Prince of Peace would want us to do. Peace within, and then therefore peace outwardly. So let's look to our scripture for today. The whole point of Matthew's text or scripture today is we need to wake up. Wake up and pay attention to what's going on around us. We must be mindful of Jesus' coming and return. We must be mindful of our call. Jesus is a Prince of Peace, and he calls us to wake up to the work of peacemaker in his name. As believers, we are called to be peaceful and peace-filled. This may be in our homes, it may be in our neighborhoods, or it might be in the whole world. So just stay awake to peace. Isaiah's main point is that the best is yet to come. Let us all live into the kingdom of God as God would like the world to be. Let it begin with me and with you. There's an old joke about sculpting. How do you sculpt a horse? Cut anything out that doesn't look like a horse. Well, it doesn't really work for sculpting a horse, but what if we use this idea for our community? What if we cut out anything that doesn't reflect the reign of God? This means taking away the critical way we speak to ourselves or what we believe about people around us. What if we cut out it out of our lives and community with Isaiah's vision for peace as our guide? Advent is about anticipating. Anticipating something that is on the horizon. Something greater than we can imagine on our own. Something that speaks of God breaking into the world we know. This season, we are once again called to live out peace. Are we there yet? Let us choose to journey toward the world Advent promises by walking in the paths of peace now. Amen.